This is Getting Stoned, a podcast about gems and minerals. This is Getting Stoned, the podcast about all things gems and minerals. I'm your host, Jonna Kreider. Today on Getting Stoned, I'd like to introduce Yenin, who is on Twitter by the name of Fossil Locator. Hi, Yenin.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. How's it going with you?
Pretty good.
Cool. So tell me about this new book you got coming out.
So recently published is 50 State Gems and Minerals. It's a book that explores the official state gems and minerals of the United States and also suggests recommendations for those states that do not have official rocks and minerals yet.
So was there one for Louisiana?
Louisiana, yes. The official mineral is agate. And the official gem is what's called a trademark La Pearlite, which is a faceted oyster shell.
Oh,
well,
cool.
Faceted oyster shell, cabochon oyster shell, which means it's polished into a dome shape.
So I'm going to have to look into those and add those to my, I have agates, but I'm going to have to look into the other one and add it to my collection. Cool. So how long have you been working on this book?
I started this book a few months after I turned in my previous book, which was 50 State Fossils. So I did the bulk of the work of this book in 2019, and we put in finishing touches like mid-2020, and then it came out late 2020.
Cool. So when can people expect to buy it?
They can buy it right now. It's been released for about a few weeks, and probably the best option is to buy on Amazon or request it at a local bookstore.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'm definitely going to get a copy of it. Cool. So what got you into gems and minerals?
I've been rock collecting since I was a kid. And I grew up in upstate New York and joined the local rock club and started collecting rocks and minerals and fossils from that point on.
That's cool. I think mine is a little bit different. I met this guy in Atlanta and his wife, and he was wire wrapping stones. So I came into it from the metaphysical and jewelry end of it. I've always been into rocks. I just never really collected them because we moved a lot. And my mom was like, "Jonna, just they're rocks," you know. So she didn't really understand. You know? But yeah, minerals and rocks—they're pretty cool. I like learning about them. What's your favorite?
My favorite mineral is rhodochrosite, which is this manganese mineral with a cherry red Jolly Rancher color.
Oh, I love rhodochrosite. I have this one rhodochrosite with a little pyrite in it.
Ooh.
Like a little tiny piece that was given to me. I think my favorite is moldavite because just the histories and legends around that stone. The storytelling stone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if somebody out there was thinking about starting their own gem and mineral collection, what three stones would you recommend for them to add to their collection first?
Oh, you got to start with the easy to get ones. Let's see, quartz crystals. Quartz is one of the most common minerals out there. And so they could either like find it themselves and or they could purchase one fairly cheaply. And after quartz, fluoride. And fluoride is also fairly cheap for like the basic stuff, and it's really pretty. It has interesting crystal shapes and often comes in green or purples or blues. And after that, calcite. Those are like your three very basic ones. Calcite comes usually in the U.S. it's a golden color and with like these dog tooth shaped crystals. And yeah, all three of those are usually fairly cheap and easily accessible.
Yep, those are like the top three that were the... My very first stone was a chrysocolla. Then I had quartz and calcites and agates and several different jaspers.
Nice.
Before they got seriously into collection. And it would be crazy, like, when I had my store, when I was married and living in Dallas with my ex and I had a store, I would have people bring me all kinds of stuff. It would say... What is this? And I would say, I don't know. And they would just leave it with me. And then maybe a couple of months later, a random geologist would be coming in. Oh, there's a store that sells rocks here. Do you know you have a calcite? That and it was like this really weird, spiky looking stone. I was like, that's a calcite.
Oh, when were you in Dallas?
Oh, 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, 2000. Yeah, we had a store in the mall that closed. And actually, I had a friend. She owned an art gallery, and she moved her gallery to another mall, and would let me run her gallery in her space, in her place. And in exchange, you know, I got paid for commissions, and I got paid to sell my own jewelry. And she even like invested. Like she would buy, go to gym mm-hmm. shows and stuff, and buy stuff. And she would say, "Jana, make a list of what you want, and just give it to me." And you know, so. It was pretty awesome, but then we wound up leaving Dallas, and things happened in my life. You know, got divorced. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's a good memory, you know.
Yeah. I was living in Dallas back in 2010 through 2011. I was okay, I was working with an auction house back then, and to like help them catalog their natural history specimens.
Oh, wow. So what was that like working in an auction house? I'm pretty sure you came across really cool stones and minerals.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. It's like that was when I was like looking at specimens that were like in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And it was a very good experience. Of course, it was like didn't pay very well. But in terms of like the educational experience, it was pretty great. And they pay for a lot of travel, so I got to go see a lot of the gem shows, like the Tucson Gem Show, the Denver Gem Shows. And so I got to meet a lot of people, see a lot of really cool things, and learn how to write better mineral descriptions.
Yeah, I think I'm still working on that, too. My gem blog, it started out because when Daryl first started teaching me how to wire wrap, he would say, you need to know your product. You need to know what you're selling. So I bought the Crystal Bible, and remember, I came in from the metaphysical side.
Yeah.
So I was writing, this crystal does that, this crystal does that, and I started like, how does this work? Like, it's not magic. There's got to be some kind of science behind it, and there is. Everything's energy, but that's how you start like learning about the stones and the minerals, and you know. So I started like just kind of cataloging for myself, and you know, it changed over time, but it's just like. It's a learning process, and I think I've become a better writer over the 10 years since I've started this. Mm-hmm. So, but we could all, you know, mm-hmm. progress. So, what's the most expensive mineral gemstone that you've ever held?
Let's see. Oh, the most expensive one was that I've ever held. Okay, probably this one rhodochrosite crystal. We've talked about rhodochrosite, but this one rhodochrosite that was basically a perfect rhombohedron. So it's like, think of a cube, but like slightly shifted off. And mm-hmm. it was the size of a fist, and it was perfect. And I believe that sold for $250,000 or something like that.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, but it was like, oh.
I bet it was really, really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've held any expensive gems that high yet. I think mine was when I was at Crystal Blue in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
where and Daryl first told me about his experience with moldavite. So he was like, just go down there and hold a moldavite crystal. So I went down there and I spoke to the guy at the time. And apparently when you hold moldavite, you're supposed to feel something. And so I was holding the one piece of moldavite and I was like, I don't feel anything. So the guy, he gives me every single piece in the case. And I want to say it was about maybe $2,000 or $3,000 worth of moldavite. And he directed me between these two crystals. There was a sphere and a big quartz points, like about pretty much the size of me. So I stood in between those for about 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, it felt as if I had lightning hit me.
Wow.
I've had, when I was a kid, I've had lightning strike within 3 feet of me before. So it was that intense. And he was like, oh, that's the moldavite. It's finally affecting you. And it does, like, have a feel to it. Like, you do, it does affect you physically sometimes. But as soon as I gave the stones back to him, I was, like, shaking. It was pretty intense. But it inspired me to get a piece. But Daryl told me what happened with him when he was wire wrapping. He cut his hand. And so Denise, that's his wife, she took him to the store because they were like, we're just going to go and just get some bandages and stuff because it's not that big of a cut.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it was bleeding and stuff. So he sits in the car and he said, Jonna, I went into this trance and the Moldavite just found itself in my hand and I heard this frying sound and I could not come out of the trance. And then when he finally came out of the trance, the blood, the stuff that was all over his hand was gone. His hand was fully healed.
What?
That was his story. I was like, oh, I got to go touch this stone and see if I feel something. But I've never had that experience, but that was his experience. And it was a cool, you know, it's a cool story to tell.
Yeah.
But I do know, like, different minerals have different properties and on the physical, like bloodstone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard the legend about bloodstone, how it stops bleeding. Have you heard about that?
No, I have not.
I read it in the Crystal Bible by Judy Hall, and she talks about how, and I don't know where she gets this information from, so I don't know if it's true or if it might have been a story passed on to her, but she talks about how these guys would get shot in the Civil War by cannons, and they would put a bloodstone in the wound, and it would heal it, or it would stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
I don't know how true that is, but I've had stopped bleeding before with a bloodstone on my hand before.
Oh, interesting.
But I really think there might be something in its property that's a natural coagulant, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or who knows? It could have been a fluke. But, I mean, it's a really interesting story as well.
Cool.
So what's the strangest experience you've ever had with a stone?
Huh. That's a good question. I don't think I have any.
So no haunted crystals, no anything like that?
No, no. I mean, I do use some crystals for like some spiritual or cleansing purposes. That's a better word. It's like one of the things I do is like whenever I move into a new apartment or something like that, I break out some smoky quartz. And you put a smoky quartz in the corner of each room and it's supposed to help absorb the negative energy and stuff like that from the previous occupant.
Yeah, I've done that before. Also, selenite, too. Selenite's a really good one. Yeah, selenite. I've pulled off entities off of people before with selenite. So, and sent them on their way. So, yeah, that's a good one to have. Let's see, selenite, smoky quartz, black tourmaline, mm-hmm. And shungite, especially black tourmaline and shungite, because those block the EMFs that come from your phones, mm-hmm. radio waves, they block all of that stuff. Yeah, cool. So, any cool stories you want to share?
Cool stories. Oh, let's see. My favorite was when I was, like, collecting quartz crystals up in New York when I was a kid. I was probably, like, 12 to 13 years old. And we were on the side of this steep hill, and it's, like, it's a location known for some quartz crystals. And here I am, like, trying to find any good ones and nothing. Well, I'm finding little ones and little clusters here and there. And then I'm just tapping the side of the hill with, like, my hammer. And then, boom, like, the side of the hill, like, there was a mini avalanche and the rock layer in front of me tumbled away and there's a cavity. And I reached in the cavity and bring out this like perfect 3-inch crystal. And that's probably like one of the most distinct rock collecting experiences for me as a kid.
So you caused an avalanche just to get a quartz. That's awesome.
Yep.
That is pretty awesome. I've never gone rock hunting before. I've always wanted to do it. I just never had the chance to. So it sounds like a fun experience.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Well, I do appreciate you taking the time. And send me the link to your book, and I'll make sure to put it in here, too, in the description.
Sure, sure. Okay. Much appreciated.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you being on here. Thanks. And it's Yenin, right?
Yeah, Yenin. Either of those works.
Okay. Now, it's Jonna, but everybody calls me Joanna.
Exactly. You know what it is.
Yeah. Well, you have an awesome day.
All
Thank
right.
you so much.
Take care.
For coming in and being a part. Awesome. Yenin also has a Mineral of the Month Club on Patreon. All the information will be located in the podcast description. Speaking of Patreon, I also have an option where you can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month, and you get early access to podcasts, gym blog posts, and upcoming giveaways.